Friday night, got no plans? Why not stop by and get some huge cans? Welcome to Stop Wade White.
Yes!
Yeah!
Yay!
What is up? I'm Ryan, one of your co-hosts here, or I guess I just kind of show up. I don't think I actually am a co-host here. I don't know.
I didn't say I'm Brendan yet.
Well, yeah, I was fucking waiting for you to do it, and you just never did it. So
I was about to.
Embrace the cold open. You gotta sit through the cold open.
Well, you have to sit with it and appreciate the cold open for a little bit. I started talking and Scrawny Clown Snatch came up on my screen again.
For those of you who don't know, because this is an audio medium, Brendan's Zoom name for the past couple podcasts has been Scrawny Clown Snatch, and it's not changing for some reason that I don't know and can't explain.
It's amazing.
Special thanks to the Game Grumps for that joke.
I hate it so much.
You're welcome. It's a gift. It's my gift to you.
Great.
You can tell we're recording this on a Thursday night. You can tell that it's not late, but it's at the point where it's like we've all been kind of doing shit and we're just like, all right, gotta do the podcast.
Been doing shit for 12 hours already and just like, okay, this is my give a fuck meter has dropped.
Damn, bro, all of the laundry and Teen Titans that I've watched. It's been a crazy day for me.
That sounds like a more fun day than I've had, but sure.
Fair. I ordered pizza earlier. I'm about to do one. I ordered pizza earlier, and I got it delivered because I was like, you know what? The more that I can like stay in my apartment and like not go out in public and just like protect myself from the virus, the better. Of course, you know, having someone deliver it to your house, contactless delivery. Is great. So I got pizza delivered to my apartment. And
what kind?
It was like a build your own. From do you guys know Blaze?
Yeah, I've heard of Blaze.
Yeah,
it's like
that's
mod,
a chain,
Blaze,
right?
Basically.
Yeah, it's basically like mod pizza.
Yeah, it's a chain.
But
I thought I heard
it's a chain.
That before, yeah.
They have it in Disney at the Disney Springs.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
But They put it all in a stack, and instead of giving it to me in a bag, they just gave me this massive rubber band.
What?
And I'm showing it to the guys on the screen. They rubber banded the thing. This is such a fucking huge rubber band.
Wait, what did they rubber band?
Like my pizza and like my garlic bread and my my cookie.
There was no bag. There was just a rubber band.
There was no bag. Just a rubber band. They rubber banded my entire meal together.
Did they run out of bags? Like, what the fuck?
I don't know. Maybe they were trying to be environmentally friendly, you know, like save the earth. We got that whole doomsday clock thing going on.
Yeah, like I didn't have enough anxiety as it was.
Yeah.
Yeah, thanks, guys. God. Definitely needed that on top of
really
everything else right
it.
Now.
Hey, here's the doomsday clock.
Be like, hey, our president's trying to be a dictator. Here's when we're fucked. Permanently.
Yay.
And then everything else on top of that.
Exactly.
Great. Thanks.
But I have this fucking rad rubber band now.
But Brendan's got a cool rubber band, so
I have a cool band.
And wait, are coming up us.
It's like that Cards Against Humanity card, a really cool hat.
A really cool
rubber band.
A really big rubber band. That's
like dude, you can do so many things with really big rubber bands. You have no idea.
I intend to find out.
Yeah,
you know,
I mean, you will
like
now.
The amount of times I can keep twisting that until it's penis-sized. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Sure. It'd be like a nice cock ring or something. But
first time I was but the learner, now I am the master, says Brendan.
Well, as you've almost certainly surmised, this is a advice show. Where we...
I don't know how they would have surmised that from what we just said, but sure.
Yes, that's the joke, Ryan.
Okay.
This is a... this is an advice show where we take questions from the Yahoo Answer service and the Quora service sometimes. Quora isn't really a service, it's just kind of a thing. And we make jokes about them. But before we... Did we introduce ourselves officially?
No, I'm not at all. Okay.
I'm Brendan, your host here at Stop Wait What.
I show up and sometimes make goofs. Sometimes they're funny, sometimes they're not.
And your name is?
Ryan, as I've said for the fourth time, I think, now.
All right.
And I'm Nolan, and I'm usually here. But yes, it's been a little bit.
That is true. But welcome back to Stop Wait What. We're so glad you stopped by. You know,
I see what you did there.
We've kind of, nice. Yeah, thank you. Thank you. You know, we haven't actually, with some of our Wednesday shows, we haven't been recording them as much just because we've been super swamped with, like, school and work and stuff. But I am glad that we're able to get this out to you guys. You know one who listens.
We're doing two pods a week consistently. Sometimes we'll like to have a third in there just
randomly.
That's
pretty good.
I feel like for the amount of, like, work that we have as college students and also having to just, like, have jobs to be able to pay for shit, I think two podcasts a week is pretty solid. And again, there will be occasional third podcasts throughout the week of Twisted Mug Media, I Might Play That, Octo Island, Movie Journal, whatever. You're gonna get your earbuds tinkled by us at least two times a week.
Oh no,
yes. That's but now we've made that public now that we can officially confirm that.
That we're gonna tingle your earbuds. We're gonna continue to tingle your earbuds. Yeah.
Yes. We
please stop
tingle
with
your,
that.
Tingle your buds.
That was worse.
You're welcome. So the first thing that I want to do, a lot of times we don't really start with games on the show, but I have a brand new game. It's going to be fun to play with, since Floyd, you're technically like our CEO of this network, and also Nolan, you are on the majority of the other shows on this network. But this is called Twisted Mug Trivia.
Oh.
It has no jingle at the moment. But essentially,
we'll get Logan to make one.
Yeah.
Twisted Mug Trivia!
There we go, we just got one. Never mind. Yeah, fuck off. We don't need it anymore. I'm giving that 10 cents of commission to Nolan.
Yo, I'm paying $54,000 to sound like that. Oh, it's a great day. It's a
great day. So essentially, this is going to be a show where we compile all the knowledge from all of our other shows, and we bring them together in a fun game. And I am going to ask questions. They are going to be short answered, sort of open-ended questions, and you guys are going to answer them.
Okay.
So
we have now released 175 podcasts. So this there's a lot to deal with here.
Look at us go. So let's get into the trivia. So. Question number one. What year was the first confirmed Zodiac Killer murder?
Oh, God.
Bro, what?
19... Oh, I'm between 3 years. Shit, I was on that podcast and the Zodiac movie.
You were.
I'm gonna say 19... First confirmed...
Confirmed.
Like, okay, so are we saying, when it says confirmed, is it, like, can it be, like, okay, this year, we're like, oh, there's a Zodiac killer, or can it be, like, oh, it's 1974, and we realize someone killed someone, like, before we had thought before?
No, this is, like, the first, like, confirmed one.
Okay, I'm gonna say 1967.
Okay. I'll accept whoever is closest.
I was gonna say 1964, but I really have no clue.
Are we locked in?
I said 1967.
I'm locked and loaded,
baby. I'm between two years, and it's definitely either 67 or the other one I'm thinking of.
Okay. Ryan, you are closer, but you are not correct.
Was it 68?
It is 68.
Damn it!
It's December 20th, 1968. But I will give you a point for that because you were closer.
I was trying to think of on the Zodiac movie when the Zodiac killer drew the different dates on the car.
Yeah.
I was trying to visualize
that,
and I
like
thought there was a date on 1967. Damn it.
All right, so question number two. What video game character originally started out as just a placeholder sprite?
What?
What the fuck?
What video game character originally started out as just a placeholder sprite?
Sprite?
Yeah, like their character was like a stand-in for a character that would be put in the future.
Oh boy, this was definitely a I Might Play that I definitely listened to. Oh shit. I'm gonna say Mario from the Smash Bros. Episode.
So I think it is from the Smash Bros. Episode, if I remember correctly.
Okay.
But I think it was Kirby. If I'm remembering
correctly. Dude, that was my second instinct.
Are we both wrong?
Okay. So, the answer that I have written down is Mario. But I believe that Kirby also was.
God,
so
damn it.
I think you are technically correct, Nolan.
Dude, that was a shot in the dark. I nailed that.
I could be completely wrong about that. I know that Mario was a placeholder sprite originally.
I love that. I fucking knew it.
But I also think that Kirby was as well. I think that you are both correct, so I think you each get a point for that one.
Alright, so I'm still lying. Yeah. Suck it, Nolan.
Well, last question.
We're going to find out after the episode that Kirby was in a placeholder sprite.
Yeah, it wasn't. That is absolutely destroyed.
Well,
this.
I mean,
yeah.
if that's true, then I'm sure someone will tweet at us. Please don't. I'll look it up for myself. I'm not fact-checking myself.
No, please.
Mid-show.
Please interact with us
on
social
please,
media.
Please. At Twisted Mug Media.
But I don't want all of my missions to be like, actually, Brendan, Kirby was an original character? He's just a fucking ball. He's a little goddamn homunculus. I think I talked about this on the Smash Bros. Episode, but every time one of my friends plays as Kirby in Smash, I'm like, you motherfucking little homunculus goddamn ball. I will kick your ass if you play as Kirby in Smash.
I don't play Smash very often, but I have played as Kirby.
Yeah, Kirby is shaped like a friend, and I like him.
He's a good boy.
He's a good boy. He is a good small boy. But I will destroy you if you play as Kirby in Smash. Okay, so last question of this, and then we will get into the advice. So, this is the really hard question for no reason. On which episode of the Cinema Talk podcast did I decide that we should do a behind-the-scenes look?
Oh, God. That's super deep cut. Can you give us a little more context?
No.
Was it early? Early on or more recent?
I don't know, Nolan. Was it?
Bitch, I have not been on
the CTP. On which episode of the Cinema Talk podcast did I decide that we should do a behind-the-scenes look? Your hint is I used the phrase parting the kimono, which is a weird thing for me to have said.
What the hell?
Oh my god. See, I've been on every one of these episodes, obviously, because I'm the host, and I've listened to every one of these episodes.
You edit
and I remember
these.
You saying that, I just don't remember what. I think it was definitely early on. I'm gonna say it was a Star Wars pod. Which one, though? I'm gonna say... No, I feel like Star Wars is... It's got to be Star Wars or DC. Oh, this is tough. This is a tough one.
I have a comfortable lead.
No, you can?
Yeah, I'll give you... If you both agree on it, I'll give you multiple choice.
Sure, let's do that.
Yes, multiple choice, please.
Okay. Is it... 1. Man of Steel.
That's not how multiple choice works.
Okay, hold on. Is it A. Man of Steel. B. Return of the Jedi, C, Suicide Squad, or D, La La Land.
Okay, can I say something? The two I had in my mind were Return of the Jedi and Suicide Squad, and the fact that they're both on there pisses me off. But I'm going with my gut, Suicide Squad.
I'm going contrarian. I'm going to say La La Land.
Oh, you just like that movie, dude.
No, I feel like it might have been that early.
Suicide Squad was pretty early, too.
Final answer.
Okay, are we locked in?
Locked in, loaded.
Ryan, you're right again! It was episode 2!
Get fucked, Nolan. I got all three.
Okay,
give me the full story
about this. What?
It was the second episode of Cinema Talk that we have ever done. I'm surprised you don't remember the story, Ryan, because I still think it's hilarious. It was in our 1 year.
I avoid that podcast like the plague because it's my favorite movie, and I'm just afraid to listen to the butcher job that we did to it on that podcast.
That's fair. But we were trying to come up with a cold open, and we didn't have one, so I was like, you know what would be really fun? And I started the recording without telling Ryan or Logan.
Yeah, I remember that.
and I was like, we were still talking like about random shit. And I was like, hey, I thought that I would do a behind the scenes look. And you guys were like, it's episode 2.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah. It's pretty great.
I am so proud of myself for getting those. I was within a year of the first Zodiac killing, and then I got the last. I got one right completely out of my ass, and I got the second one just on intuition. I was like, that feels right.
Yeah, it was very good.
That was good.
Floyd, go outside. Go outside, Floyd. Get some fresh air.
Mm-mm.
Holy crap. I feel wonderful.
So, let's get in to the questions.
The nitty and the gritty.
And the titty.
Anytime I hear anyone say nitty and gritty, now I'm just like, yep.
Yep.
Damn it. No. Gritty. I'm not gritty, listening
to
another...
Go back to your troll hole. Not...
It's Gritty's birthday today, actually.
Is it really?
Well, on the day that we're recording this.
Yeah. Yep.
He wants people to roast him.
Oh, so...
I hate that.
Hitting kids.
Do you guys know Braveheart Lion from Care Bears?
No.
No.
Look him up right what? Now. Braveheart Lion from Care Bears. Because
Jesus
Gritty
okay.
looks like a right. cracked attic version of Braveheart Lion.
Braveheart Lion.
Care Bears.
Care Bear. Care. I spelled Care Bear wrong.
Good. Congratulations.
Brave.
Yeah,
Braveheart.
I can see what you're saying.
Yep, a little bit.
I would even say crack might be a little kind of the drug, but
yeah, that might be generous.
So that's what I
crack might be generous.
That's what I tweeted at him.
You tweeted at Gritty?
Yeah,
Thank God.
Hate
whoever,
that.
At whatever intern runs the Gritty Twitter account.
He's probably shitting himself laughing.
Can you imagine... Oh, side note. Can you imagine running... Being the Flyers intern that has to run the Gritty,
run the
Twitter
Gritty
account, and you get this motherfucker tweeting you Care Bear shit.
They can't, like... I'm sure, like, an intern probably, like, manages it, but with the content and the dumb bullshit they come up with, they have to have, like, writers for that shit. Like,
know.
Oh, yeah, Gritty's gonna hit a kid. That's
oh,
what,
yeah, sure.
That's
no,
what's going
running
on.
The Twitter account.
I mean, yeah.
Oh,
dude, that video is so funny when he just bitch slapped the kid with the pizza. That's what
it
was.
And the one
right?
when he decks him with the cake.
That's what I was thinking. It was
it's
cake,
like his
not pizza.
Yeah. It's his birthday, and he basically, like, choke slams this kid with a cake.
So
I don't know how that's possible, but he does it.
Gritty is on so many forms of drugs, but let's see.
Gritty.
Could this question possibly be from Gritty?
Okay, it could.
Cool.
This comes to us from Gritty, and it's in the business and finance section.
Oh, God.
And they ask, where can I sell stolen diamonds?
Yep, that's Gims.
Where can
I
sell stolen diamonds?
All right, Gritty, listen up. See what you do.
Jesus Christ.
Gritty, you play at Wells Fargo, right?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so by the docks, right?
That's right.
By the
by
docks,
the docks,
you're going to meet
a
man
named
Bruce. Say to Bruce, you want that Philly cheesesteak raw? And he's going to say yes, and he is your guy.
What? That Bruce is your man?
No, you go to Bruce at the dock at the Wells Fargo Center, say, you want that Philly cheesesteak raw, he'll hook you up.
Okay, Floyd, that sounds like a sex command, going to ask Bruce if he likes his cheesesteaks raw. That's all I'm going to say.
No, he's not asking him if he likes his cheesesteaks raw. Ask him for...
Oh, okay. That's a little different.
Ask him for a raw cheesesteak, and he'll know what's up.
So what if I just get? What if he just hands me like a 50-pound bag of just raw beef? Like, whoosh, here you go.
I mean, either way, I see that as a win. You know what I'm saying? Like, maybe you'll sell your diamonds, but also maybe you'll have 50 pounds of beef and you'll just be set in life for a long time as long as you got a freezer.
See, but is it selling diamonds or getting rid of stolen diamonds?
Well, I mean, you don't just get rid of stolen diamonds. What's the point of that? You gotta sell them.
Dude.
Kind of bad. This is in the business and finance section. Of course they're trying to sell them. That's bad business.
Oh.
Go through all that trouble of selling a diamond not to sell it, or to steal a diamond and not to sell it.
I have an idea. Bear with me, okay?
It's probably stupid.
Facebook Marketplace.
Oh my god.
It's a great place to buy and sell your items. We are not sponsored.
You're stolen items?
But we should be sponsored. I just gave you 10 seconds of free airtime, Facebook Marketplace. That's where we, at the Twisted Mug Media Network, sell our items.
What are our items, Nolan?
That signed,
what merch do we have?
That signed Blu-ray that some viewers should have gotten.
That's never, ever going to be a thing. In any context, are we ever going to give away that fucking Blu-ray?
I deserve it.
We didn't have any responses other than someone on the network.
I deserve it. I was not a full... Actually, I was a full-time member at the time.
Yes, you were.
But we weren't doing a lot of podcasts at the time. It was only CTP and one episode of Stop Like What. I deserve it.
Does not count.
I deserve it.
Brendan, what do you think? How do you think someone should get rid of stolen diamonds?
You know... It's, I mean,
how should gritty, I should say. Gritty. Not someone. Gritty.
It's where can you sell them? I think it's interesting, you know, in a lot of movies and things, you see them, they're like, you know, people are like, oh, we're going to buy these, like, diamonds and these jewels, and then we're going to sell them on the black market. But it's like, they can probably be traced. You know, like, if they're just popping up. I guess, like, if you sell them to, like, a private collector. Say, this isn't as funny as I thought it would be. This rabbit hole that I've gone down is not quite as entertaining.
With it, yeah.
Maybe it'll get funnier if I keep pursuing it. Maybe a private collector, and he really likes to bedazzle his scrotum with fine jewels from around the world. And he's like,
is this the dealer that Gritty gets his hard drugs from?
Yes, but also he is a collector of fine, precious stones and metals. And he has a ball cozy that is woven out of gold leaf and famous jewels from
this
all over
like
the world.
Sounds like a good time.
To protect his jewels.
Exactly. The crown jewels.
The crown jewels.
Have you guys seen
but
the ball
his,
koozie?
His testicles.
Did I've heard of it. Yes, I have heard of it.
The jacuzzi for your balls?
Yeah.
Put
your sperm.
Ooh.
What?
No, you don't boil your sperm.
Boil your sperm.
No.
Become sterile.
Brendan?
Make the world a better place.
Make the world a better place. Don't have offspring.
At Floyd.
Don't have kids.
What? Fuck you.
That'd
be a great pop.
This is... Okay, so this question is really, like, weird, but the favorite answer is, like, I really just kind of strange. It is, to be fair, this was asked, like, a decade ago, and so this answer, so maybe this person has changed, but the garbage favorite answer that was given was, in the hood, but sell it for cheap! Your question about what happens to stolen diamonds is very good. The answer that it is very varied. Jesus Christ. I would think that what happens to them depends on the knowledge of the thief. An inscription on a diamond is sort of a red light to the knowledgeable... I'm done reading this because they've spelled knowledgeable and knowledge wrong in several different ways in this paragraph.
Yeah, they're also minorly racist by, like, going...
They're a
saying,
little
go
racist.
To the hood.
What does that mean? I would love for you to tell me what the hood is in your opinion. I'm going to dox this person. Because it's probably a Trump reference of some kind.
How long ago was this response?
So, why are you
being... I
don't
think a decade ago. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, this is on Yahoo Answers.
Back to simpler times when Trump was not a political figure.
Yeah. I don't think that this is... I don't know. I don't actually know how much you can find out about someone from their Yahoo Answers. So maybe I'll bleep out
I think
that.
We should move on.
Yeah, maybe I'm going to bleep out that. Future Brendan, when you're editing this, edit out that part where I said their name. Put in me saying,
today.
Person...
I don't think you were saying that to you, no.
I'm saying the future, Brendan.
He was.
Okay.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, so this next question comes to us from a user named Alouette. Great. No, this person has a name. And Alouette asks, dream meaning? I have a recurring dream where I save one family member from prison, with the rest of my family helping me. But one person always sees us, and we end up running on foot until I wake up. The running part is always a struggle, because we're running with kids.
Wait.
That's it. It also doesn't specify that it's their kids, or that it's like, you know, like the fam, like the parents' it's just, kids. It's just kids.
It's just Belle from Beauty and the Beast running through the town with a bunch of kids behind her, like, haha, we're having fun. I got my dad out of prison. Let's go.
There goes the baker with his
girl. What the fuck is going on with your life, no. Dude? I don't fucking know. I don't know. Why are you dreaming about children running?
Well, he's dreaming about prison. Why are there children in prison? Is this juvie? It doesn't sound like juvie because it says.
Or is this ICE?
Oh, too real. Too real.
Fuck you, ICE.
Fuck you, ICE. Maybe that's why he's having these dreams. Have you guys ever had, like, a weird dream that, like, you just can't crack the code?
Yes.
I mean, we've talked about dreams. We've talked about dreams on this podcast before. Throwing it back to someone that was on our podcast before told a very interesting dream about a zebra and a cliff.
Yep.
Go back and listen to episode number 5.
Where's that episode number 5? I'm going to write that down.
It's in the 3 year. It's in the 3 year. I put it in there.
It's in the 3 year.
Oh, is it? Yeah. Okay. You mean I'm not going to lie. That thing's so long, I have not listened to it all the way through, but I should.
I did.
I did like 3 times.
I'm working on it.
It's like 3 hours.
It's a good episode. Oh, so sure many fond memories.
A lot of good memories. Yeah.
A lot of good memories there.
But but this specific dream.
Well, yeah.
I don't know what to say about it.
Well, yeah, but like, Ryan, have you ever had a dream that you just like couldn't quite crack? What if... I have an idea. This will be fun. What if we each share a very odd dream, and then we can... The other people on this call will try and interpret it.
Okay.
Huh? That'll be fun.
I don't know if I have a weird dream off the top
of
my head.
I will go... Well, you don't have to think about it. You can think about it. Well, I'll do a dream first. I write down my dreams... Side note, do you guys ever do that? You ever just like write down your dreams?
No.
Really? I think it's fascinating. I have a whole document from when I was in when we were all in quarantine. Well, I mean, we're still kind of in quarantine. But it's called Quarantine Dreams, and it's my quarantine dream note. Let me find a good one, because I have some... Also, I title all of these, and so some of them have interesting names, like The Train or The Robber. One of them was just labeled Porn? Question mark?
Oh, boy.
I don't know what that one is.
I guess we're doing this one.
No, I have not vetted this one, so perhaps...
Nah, you can't bring that up and not be the one to read it.
Hold on. Wait.
I can go. I thought of a detail.
Okay.
One.
Yeah. Go for it.
This is the most recent one that I can think of. Just waking up and being like, what? I remember just like, I think it was right after the news came out that Addison Rae was going to be in She's All That.
Okay.
I just have this distinct memory of like Addison Rae in my dream just like hugging me. But not like a normal hug, but like almost like a snake trying to kill their prey, like just hugging me as hard as possible. And I don't know what it means, but that's the most recent memory that I can remember.
That's like
just Addison Rae just hugging the shit out of me. And again, not like not sexually. I don't know why. Just Addison Rae just hugging me with all her strength.
Maybe you feel like Addison Rae is trying to like. Squeeze out all of your like support, you know, like she's, or like her support, I don't really know that much about Addison Rae, so I feel like I'm making some reaching assumptions.
She's a TikTok dancer, who's now going to be an actress, apparently.
Do you have any friends that are also like TikTok dancers? That was rude, Nolan. That was just plain rude.
No, I don't. No, he's
not
wrong. He's not wrong. No, of course not.
But do you have any friends that are like TikTok dancers or like are, you know, kind of doing similar things to her?
Here, no. I have a translation for it.
Yes, no,
so
please give me your knowledge.
It was like a snake, okay?
I wouldn't even say like it wasn't like she was trying to kill me. It was just hard as possible.
So, here's what I'm thinking. Bear with me, of course, cuz we know how I go. You think Addison Rae is Medusa. And that's why the snake kind of like came to you. Yeah.
Came to me just now.
Because whenever you look at her, you get rock hard, like how Medusa treated her victims.
All right. I was going to say before you said that, I'm like, Addison Rae, if you want to, please feel free to actually do this. But
yep. I'll
give you a hug.
Just give me a hug real hard. Just
give
a real
a
hard
hug.
I wouldn't be opposed to that. Also, at the same time, if you want to give me, you want to buy me dinner, you know, spend 20 of that, probably 3 to 5 million that you got for She's All That. You know.
I'm in hell.
Open invitation. I live at...
Okay. Well, you know, maybe you have a friend that you feel like is taking advantage of all of your support, but it manifested as Addison Rae.
But it manifested as Addison Rae giving me a really strong hug.
Yeah. I don't know. That's what I would make of that. That wasn't really funny. I just thought it was kind of interesting.
No.
Nolan, do you have
whatever
a dream?
I said on like episode 5 of Stop Wait What.
Okay.
I think is like my rabbit dream maybe. Or
your rabbit dream?
Do you remember your dream?
There's only one that really sticks out. There's like this 100-foot tall tower in front of me that kind of looks like the Tower of Terror in Disney, but I never went to Disney when I was a child, so I don't know why it's Tower of Terror.
Okay.
But you go up to the very top, and there's a white rabbit that has fangs and wants to kill you, and we all have like super good jumping abilities where like jump like 30 feet high and can like jump so far. Dude, I think that's the dream I said in episode 5. I go way more into detail because it was very recent.
I
go really
into
detail.
Well. What about A1 sauce?
No. I'm so upset. I always forget
Brent,
that dream and you always bring it up. Okay. A1 sauce, you
wait,
know
what
that?
Dream?
What was that? Junior
absolutely.
High school sophomore year? I don't know.
Yeah, I remember that very well.
It was
well.
Like, I think it was sophomore year. Because we had
so much. I go into, what was it? Morning announcements?
Maybe. Yeah, it was the like news station at our high school when we did like announcements and stuff. We all used
and
to like do that in the
morning. It was like first thing in the morning, obviously. I walk in and I'm just like frazzled. And I forget who it was. It might have been either Brendan or Logan came up to me like, what's wrong? And I told him about this dream where our school was on like a lockdown. I don't remember the details exactly. You guys probably remember it way better than I do. But our school was on like some sort of lockdown because there was a kid running around with a noose that was dipped in A1 sauce and would just swing it around and slap people with it. And it was weird. It was so weird. And do you guys remember any other...
It's like a weirder version
yes,
of the barbecue
so
sauce
weirder.
On my titties thing.
A little
if you
bit.
Guys remember anything from that, please share it now.
I think, didn't Sean get hit or something? Sean got hit with the A1 sauce noose.
Right.
It's traumatic.
The A1 sauce noose. Just
the A1 sauce noose.
That being a term.
Well, that was around, because, I mean, not to bring it too far down, I think it was around the time when our school was getting, like, bomb threats.
Mm-hmm.
You guys remember that?
Yeah.
Not to bring the show too far down
well,
and, like, make light of that, but we were, like, it was this weird thing where, like, we would like come in, because our school, we live in a like a very like the school that we went to was very like mild mannered and like nothing ever really happened there. Like I'm aware, I've been to other high schools where it's like, oh, they like they have their bags checked every day and like they have when freshman year of college, I had to do one of my classes, we did kind of this work study thing where we tutored like high school students. And the school that I went to, they had like metal detectors and like police there and stuff. And it was just a normal thing for them. But it was weird for me, 'cause like growing up at our school, like we never had that except for like this one time in high school where someone called in like a bomb threat to the school.
It was multiple times though.
Like
a week.
It was multiple days during a week. So like every day we would have our bags checked as we came into school. It was just like a really weird experience, just because we had never had anything that happened of like that scale or magnitude at that point.
I just want to say real quick, yeah. Our high school was boring as fuck. I got to college and started to hear like stories of like other things that people did in high school, and I was like, where the fuck was that at our high school? Like, there was nothing. like the fun after school activities was like doing the musical, doing a sport. That was it. And I come to college and people are like, oh yeah, I had 6 bodies in high school. I was like, where the fuck was that for us? No one had sex. No one did drugs.
Oh, you meant sex.
No one did drink alcohol.
Our fun. Oh God.
Our fun was sports and musicals.
Well, and then also just like going to like McDonald's and or Dunkin' Donuts.
Yep.
Going to the same diner for breakfast every week.
Oh yeah.
Multiple times every week.
And then going to like Target and walking around. That was something.
Our fun.
That's
we had a boring ass hometown.
That's like still what we do for fun when we're home. To be fair.
We're just trained to do it now. We're in college and we do all that other fun stuff and we're still like, oh, we're home. Time to go to Target.
We're home. Time to go to Target. Time to go
and
to
get
fucking.
Nothing.
Yeah, and get nothing.
Gosh.
Oh man, good times.
It's such a
good
boring
being home.
High school. Oh my God.
I have two like recurring dreams though that I'll talk about and then we can move to another question or maybe we'll play another game.
Ooh.
My favorite game and yours.
Let's do it.
But I have two dreams and I'm interested to hear what you guys think of them. So my first one is there aren't a whole lot of details because like the kind of circumstances surrounding it change a lot. But for years I've had a dream about this like greenhouse / like warehouse thing, like with multiple rooms, so it's more like a greenhouse. Like I don't know if you've ever been to like Eastern State Penitentiary, but they have this like outside greenhouse area where it's like a big building with like several rooms and like greenhouses in it. But in my dream I'm like in one of these and I'm like running around and it's just filled with spiders. Like it is just like covered in like massive spider webs, and like it's not just like they're like tiny little spiders or whatever, like these are fucking like bird eating spiders from like Australia, and they're like all different sizes and colors, and there's always like in the dream there's always one that like gets on me and I have to like shake it off and like or like run through cobwebs or some shit. But like I don't know why, but every couple of, like, years, this dream just comes along where I am just in a, like, greenhouse filled with spiders, and I hate it. I don't know. What do you guys think that means?
Arachnophobia?
I am arachnophobic.
Or...
that would be my best guess.
Not as much anymore.
Could you be expecting... Do you know? Yeah.
Like a child.
Okay, never mind.
No.
Never
that
mind.
It's physically impossible. Well, no. Go on. Well, say I was. Say I was expecting. Where would that.
Where would you have gone with that?
Where
your
would that have gone, Nolan?
Is your greenhouse.
Jesus
Christ. And all the little cummies that are in your womb are the spiders.
Oh my God. If I... Wow. I... What?
Let's move on.
Ooh.
I don't like talking about that anymore than we already did.
I will leave that other dream for another time when we can talk about other dreams. But someday remind me to talk about my...
Nolan, what the fuck?
My water okay. park dream. My water park dream. But I'll talk about
this. Let's play this game.
Oh my god. Oh wait, yeah, that's right. We're playing everyone's favorite game, my favorite and yours.
Could it be BuzzFeed?
Could it be Brendan? It's time for BuzzFeed or Brendan.
BuzzFeed or Brendan?
The jingle just played. No! Nolan, the jingle already played.
No! I played it!
No. Welcome back to everyone's favorite game, BuzzFeed or Brendan. If you're not familiar with this game, basically, BuzzFeed, kind of a weird website. They write some strange article titles. So there are four titles of articles that I will read off to you. One of them is fake, and three of them are real, and you have to guess which one the fake one is.
Never gotten this right. Never.
Well, you know what? You redeemed yourself a little bit with Twisted Mug Trivia.
I did. I fucking nailed it. That's the word you were looking for.
Yeah, you did. Nolan, you're usually pretty good at this.
Yeah, the last couple with Logan, I haven't been doing well.
Logan is very good at this.
He's very good at this. Yeah, let's get this going.
Let's do it. Right. I'm ready. Throw him at me.
So, number one. If you eat everything in this picky eater quiz, you're definitely brave with food. Number two. Would you save the same Disney songs as everyone else?
Save?
Save. Would you save the same Disney songs as everyone else?
Alright.
Number three. Design a hideous house, and we'll correctly guess your age. And number four. Choose your favorite movies, and we'll tell you what color to dye your hair.
Okay. I don't think it's B, because that's so stupid that I don't think Brendan would even come up with that verb. I don't think he would come up with the verb save. I think it's going to be C, because we just reviewed, or about to review, we already recorded it, The Haunted Mansion. And Brendan's got spooky houses on the mind. So I'm going to say C, because I think that's the, even if he didn't do it consciously, subconsciously, he's thinking about spooky houses.
Maybe.
That was mine, too. It just...
Let's do it. Let's lock it in, Nolan.
It just seems so weird. Like, how do a hideous house and guessing your age go with each other?
I could see the hair in the movie thing. I could definitely see them doing that. The picky eater 100% could see that.
The save, that's such a BuzzFeed verb.
Yeah, Brendan's that's a
little
such a
smarter
stupid
than
verb.
That. So, yeah.
See.
Letter three.
All right. Yeah, you're both wrong. It's the last one. It's the choose your favorite movies and we'll tell you what color to dye your hair.
God damn it.
Man. I mean, that may be... That's the thing, though, is that there are so many things on BuzzFeed. Like, I made that up, right?
It might also be a quiz.
But it also may be a real quiz. You know, I will say that this is a, like, net zero if you can find this quiz on BuzzFeed.
Damn.
Go for it, Nolan.
Huh?
Here, I'll look it up. I'll look it up on BuzzFeed.
I can't do it without being loud.
Pick your favorite movies.
How do you spell favorite again?
And we'll tell you what color to
we'll tickle
dye
your balls.
Your I listened to that podcast you told me about.
They just talked about tickling their balls.
For a while, they just talked about tickling their balls. Okay, there isn't one named that, but there is one. Make some Netflix choices, and we'll tell you what color you should dye your hair.
That's close enough.
That is close enough. We'll say that is a net. That is a net zero. Although
a nat 20.
I am.
That's a nat 20.
That's a nat 20. However, though, BuzzFeed. You need to hire me, because
seriously.
I am getting so good at making up
these
headlines.
You have this podcast basically as a resume to BuzzFeed.
Send to BuzzFeed and be like, instead of BuzzFeed or Brendan, let's make it BuzzFeed and Brendan.
There you go. That's a good slogan. Put that on your resume.
That's my resume. That's my cover letter.
Yeah.
all right. Let's move on to...
One last question.
Yeah, we'll say one last question. This is asked in the pets and reptiles
all the time
section.
I always hate the all pets the time. One.
The user's name is
Brendan Master.
Vormy. No, it's Vormy. Vormy. Vormy asks. There is an exclamation mark after that. So Vormy asks. I'm going to lean in close for this one. Is sex pleasurable for frogs?
Oh my god.
Is sex pleasurable for frogs?
Stop.
Or is it just pure instinct? I know for most mammals and reptiles it is, but typically isn't for fish. And not sure about amphibians.
Can I just say something? This man was like, probably just sitting at home, you know, just like doing whatever, and goes, yeah.
Smoking weed.
Smoking weed. He goes, mammals like sex. Fish don't.
I like sex. Do mammals like sex?
What about amphibians?
Frogs like sex? Like, why frogs? Out of all animals, why frogs?
Well, that's it's a halfway point, right? Between, like, between mammals and fish, kind of.
Do mammals seriously not enjoy sex? I feel like that's
wrong.
No,
mammals do. Fish don't enjoy sex. Mammals do. We are mammals, Ryan. Enjoy sex?
That's what I'm saying. I'm like, that's a weird thing that only humans do, of all mammals.
You've seen that video of the turtle going...
I have seen... That's not a mammal. Probably three or four too many times, to be honest. It's comedy gold.
It's a very funny video.
I'm gonna venture a guess. If turtles can and make the sound, I'm gonna say frogs can also.
What sound do they make, though?
Ribby? Ribby?
Oh my god. Oh my god. Do you think that...
Ribby, ribby, ribby!
That's my ringtone! That is my new ringtone! You guys are gonna call me, just gonna be ribby, 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 ribby! Oh my god.
Oops.
I was trying to think of some fun frog sex puns, but I don't really know what that would be at this point.
I might have ruined the bit by making that sound.
That's the sound that their bed makes when they're fucking. Just reeby, reeby, reeby.
Good save.
And also
good save. They definitely just jump during sex. It's like jump back and forth at each other.
Oh, they're no, they're just leapfrogging the entire time, you know? Just whoop.
Oh my god. Whoop. Yeah. It's just like a really long game of leapfrog.
Yeah.
Now you jump over me. What? That's a new extreme. Welcome back to Sex Wait What? That's a new extreme sex position for you and your partner to try.
Oh my god.
Leapfrogging over one another during sex.
How do you do that though?
Well, so I mean, unfortunately, the
are you just eating ass the entire time? Because like the person's there, and then you jump.
I guess that could. I was thinking more of like if there is a penis involved, whatever, you know, whether it's a heterosexual couple or a homosexual couple, if there is a penis involved, I think we can say that like it will have to be the penis is the leapfrog each time. Now for a homosexual couple, that would work just fine, you know, that like both of them, this would be a great position for a gay couple to use. But for a heterosexual couple, conceivably, unless the woman is wearing a strap on, if you're willing to take the strap, you can do the leapfrog.
No, she just, I'm not gonna say that.
You just
if
have
you
to
can
like
take
leap over
the strap.
You just, well, if you're willing to take the strap, you can do the leap
or
a leapfrog.
Or if you're not willing to take the strap, the man, when he is the leapfrog, is obviously, you know, doing the deed. And then when he jumps, she's giving him a rim job.
Okay, I can respect that.
Yeah.
I can respect that. Maybe, but like, I'm trying to think of, like, with a lesbian couple,
it's the same as the rim job. You're just constantly, like, yeah.
Constantly, you know, just, like, eating each other out.
Yeah, and then okay, occasionally getting some aerobic exercises by jumping over each other.
That yeah, it's a great. You know what? People always like make the joke that man, sex is like burns a lot of calories, but like
you would actually burn a lot of calories.
You could actually like burn a lot of calories this way. This is a great new form of exercise.
You're welcome.
Sexercise.
Sexercise.
Sign up for our discount sexercise class now.
Sexercise. That's the name of this podcast.
Hi, my name is Johnny Peanut Butter, and welcome to Sexercise. We got the blowjob cycle for you over here today. You're going to do 30 tit jobs.
30 glug glugs.
What the fuck was that? No,
you said blowjobs. So my brain went to glug glug. We need to end this podcast.
No, we don't. Hey, keep going.
I listened to that podcast that you told me about. They just talked about sexercise for a while. Like, they talked about eating ass, leapfrogs. Yeah. Wow, man, great listen.
This is the content that people come here for.
I'm so afraid of anyone in life that I will have to know in a professional manner listening to this podcast.
Uh-oh, Floyd messing up his words?
That's fair. That's respectable. I do like the top answer, though it's... from user Oikok, and they say very much so, but we prefer to be called Frenchmen.
Oh,
because they're frogs.
What do you think? What do you think Scrawny Clown Snatch would say about this?
I think that Scrawny Clown Snatch will have to come on the show at some point and give his opinion on this once he comes up for a voice
words
for himself.
So much. Like, honestly, it's just the worst pairing of words.
Scrawny
clown. Once he comes up for a voice for himself. Oh my god.
I don't know. Maybe we can't have him on the show because it's just a Game Grumps joke, but...
Yeah.
It's very good. I do like... It is, like, the worst pairing of words.
It is the worst. It is the absolute worst.
Oh, man. Wow.
All right, I think we should wrap it up.
Yeah, let's end this podcast. Well, thank you so much for listening to another episode of Stop, Wait, What. I hope you've enjoyed it thus far. Who would like to tell us about some of the other shows on the network? Ryan!
I knew it, yeah. So we have the Cinema Talk Podcast, which is our flagship show, where we review one movie holistically on the show. We have the Cinema Talk Movie Journal, which is where me and Matt do short-form movie reviews. We also have Back in Style, which is our Twin Peaks review podcast. That is the other consistent show on Fridays with this alternating between this show and that show. Then we also have I Might Play That, our video game review podcast. Twist Among Mysteries, hosted by Brendan. That's about all things spooky and occult. And we also have Octo Island, our premier Star Wars podcast. So the consistent shows are Cinema Talk every Monday, and then alternating Fridays between Stop, Wait, What, Back in Style, and then all of those random shows will just, they'll come out when they come out, and you're going to take it and you're going to like it.
Yep.
And then you can also check us out on Instagram and Twitter at Twisted Mug Media. Also on YouTube now at Twisted Mug Media. Listen to us on Podbean, Apple Podcasts, and wherever else, Spotify. Give us a 5-star rating.
We're all on Letterboxd.
Yeah,
yep.
And we have CTB's a podcast
on Letterboxd, so you can check out to see their scores and their. I don't know if you guys do little reviews on there, just like a little two liner or whatever.
Logan sometimes throws that in there. Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, check it out on there.
Yeah, and on our YouTube channel, I just made a video actually about the Marvel's Avengers game that was made by Square Enix that came out very recently. I played through the whole thing in 2 days. And then I made a video about it. And they actually just did, like, a patch. I'm not going to do a follow-up video, I don't think. But, I don't know, maybe on I Might Play That we'll talk about the patch notes that they just recently implemented to the game. But go check that out. It was a lot of fun to make. I think that just about does us. So thank you so much for tuning into this episode of Stop, Wait, What. We really appreciate it. And once again, I'm Brendan.
I'm Ryan.
And I'm Nolan.
This has been Stop, Wait, What. See you later.
You didn't fuck it up that time.
See you later, skaters. all alone. All by myself. I don't know what to do. I'm all alone on the podcast. It's a stop, wait, what? And I'm all alone. I'm all alone on Stop, Wait, What? Brendan and Ryan, please come back. I'm all alone. Hey, Brendan, if you're listening to this while you're editing,
it's okay. I accept your expense. I accept your apology.
You guys both left me.
That's my
and I'm sad.
You're okay.
Like, really sad. Like, I just cried. Oh, Floyd's back. Never mind.